Okay, in this week's Parsha, Parshas Vayechi, so yesterday we did the brachot of Yehuda, a little bit of Shimon, a lot of interesting stuff from Shaddal on this, and I wish I could explore it all. Like I've been saying, you know, it's very hard to pick, you know, the top whatever. This happens to be a comment that will bring together many of the things that we know of Shaddal already. We know from his various positions elsewhere, so that's why I kind of like it. And also, it answers a question that I got asked. I did the parent-son learning a couple of weeks ago, you might remember, and I was talked about how Yosef, the brothers lie to Yosef. You know, we were talking about the topic of lying for peace and general when Shalom wins out, having to do with Hanukkah and having to do with Shabbos. And so the brothers lie to Yosef. Apparently, because they say when they were really scared at in the Shuk's Parsha, they're really scared that what?
Of him becoming them.
Yeah, so well, I don't know exactly why they were suddenly, even though for his entire, like, you know, after his revelation to them, he said to them, it's all from God, I don't blame you. But for some reason, after Yaakov dies, kind of like how Yaakov was afraid when Esav said, apparently out loud, we saw that comment from Shaddal, Esav said that when my father Yitzchak dies, I will kill Yaakov. So that's when Yaakov decided to, his mother encouraged him to hightail it out of there. Apparently the brothers were afraid that once Yaakov died, Yosef would kill them or attack them or something like that. So they lied to him. And they said what?
No.
Our father says don't do anything to us. Our father said before he died, don't do anything. We talked about how that was a lie. And I had, as a throwaway comment in that shiur, had said that it's unclear, actually, if Yaakov ever found out that the brothers had anything to do with the sale of Yosef down to Egypt. We never find a pasuk which has the brothers talking to their father or Yosef talking to his father and doing this full revelation. We just don't find it. Now, it would make sense that he was told, because presumably he asked the question, how are you alive? So what would have happened? So I threw out there that maybe Yaakov never found out, at least some shot. And then someone said, what are you talking about? It says in the pasuk that he did find out, that he did know about it. And so I said, what pasuk are you referring to? So he says, oh, it's in the bracha at the end of the book of Genesis. When in the bracha for Yosef, he reviews the story of the brothers hating him and selling him down to Egypt. And I was like, that's not in the bracha I'm reading. He says, oh, it's in Rashi's interpretation of the pasuk. So anyway, what is that pasuk? What is that pasuk? It says, Vayimararu virobu. They embittered him. You know, Yaakov's talking about Yosef. They embittered him and they fought with him. V'yastimu Bale Chitzen, and the arrow people, you know, ran after him, or Vayastimu. I don't remember how Shaddal translates it in terms of in the Italian. I don't remember exactly. Something to do with they chased after him, these people with the arrows. They shot at him in some way. So what exactly is that referring to? Rashi says that they embittered him and they fought with him, and each thing fits into the brothers having, you know, said Lashon Hara about him and hating him and being upset with him. You know, Bali Chitzim, for example, Rashi says, was the arrow people. Who are the arrows? So he says, Shalashonam Kechetz, because their tongues are like arrows. You know, they were really upset about their brother. So that's one interpretation. That would assume a lot of facts not in evidence, which is that Yaakov knew about what happened with the brothers. Okay. When I said this, I was just thinking about Pshat. I wasn't thinking about Rashi. I should have been more clear that I was talking about Pshat. But it happens to be that, like, even within the school of Rashi, people disagreed with this interpretation. So, for example, in the Bali Tosfos, in Dasa Kenim, in the very beginning of the Perek of Memchet, it says that Yosef, if you notice that Yosef keeps on going in and out of the room, he keeps on getting called by his father and keeps on coming back in. So the question is, why is that happening? Why does Yosef keep on coming back and forth? And it says in Dasa Kenim, Vishamati mi pi rav Rav Shmuel, I heard in the name of Rav Shmuel, which I think might be the Rashbam, right? Maybe. Right, the Rashbam is Shmuel ben Meir. Right, I saw that there was a Martin Lakshin article where he said that nobody quoted the Rashbam. And he obviously wasn't very authoritative in his parish, that people after him just never quoted him. But I think the Daz of Kanim quotes him a lot of times, if this is the same Rav Shmuel. Okay, so he says, Lefishaya Yarei, he was afraid, Shishalo, meaning Yosef, I see. Yosef was afraid that Yaakov would ask him about what happened, and he didn't want to answer him, right? He was afraid that Yaakov would ask him about what's going on. How did you get down to Mitzrayim? And he would have to tell his father that he was sold by his brothers. And he was afraid. Yosef was afraid that Yaakov would curse out the brothers for this. And therefore the entire world would be destroyed. Wow. Sharei Rachel imo shekalel shalom idat. That if you remember, Yaakov had cursed Rachel without even knowing that he was cursing Rachel. What did he say? What is that in reference to?
When the
exactly when Rachel stole the trophim from his from her father, and Yaakov said, if anyone should die who stole your trophim. And little did he know that was in reference to Rachel, and indeed, that is attributed to the source of her death. Right, nitkaima kalalato, v'meta b'derech afrat. That actually, yeah, in a certain way, this is an interesting psychological thing. Yosef blamed his father in a certain way for the power of his curse. He blamed his father for the death of his mother. Wow, in a certain way. And so he was trying to, I don't know if that was a negative thing necessarily for Yosef, meaning that it doesn't say in here that he was like angry with his father, but he knew the power of his father's curses. He knew the power of his father's curses. And therefore, he didn't want him to curse them, and that's why he kept on coming in and out, because he never wanted to tell his father. Presumably, he never told him. So that's a different shot, according to this, what is going on in the curse. Okay, so what does Shaddal say? Now that we've done one aspect of this, Vayistimuhu, this is what Shaddal says. Who perish Hamashal. So first of all, this is very interesting. Shaddal says, Vayistimuhu tells you what exactly he's referring to with the Vayimaru Varobu. Meaning it's telling you that they Vayistimuhu is actually kind of hard to translate. But let's say they chased after him or they harried him, I think is how JPS translates it, by embittering him and fighting him. What exactly is this? That is an interpretation of the previous part of the pasuk. And how does he prove it? Chindas balatamin. That's what the trup guy understands it to be as well. The person who the creator of the trup understands Vayistimuhu as not another verb in addition to Vayimaru Varobu. How do I know? Because there's an etnachta after Varobu. Varobu. Right? That there is an actual etnachta telling you it's the end of the sentence, or at least a semicolon or something. So he says, Shenatan etnach tachas Varobu. Okay. Vasavatam shnei ma'amarim. That makes it into two sentences. V'cholzeh al achiv shesanu. All of this, says Shaddal, is about the brothers who hated him. Uladas Rashbam, but according to the Rashbam, which Shaddal takes on as the main shot that he did not sell, that the brothers did not sell Yosef, Alam Mitzrayim. Maybe this is in reference to the Egyptians fought Yosef and hated Yosef. But he says Shenitnu Oto Bevet Asar. The fact that they put him into prison means that they weren't very nice to him. So that's what he's referring to, that they embittered his life. How exactly they were arrow throwers, it's not, or arrow shooters, it's not clear. Ulay Amarkein, b'cheshvu ki Yaakov lo yada, m'uma m'sinat banav et Yosef. Rashbam, who holds that he was sold by not the brothers, has to also assume that Yaakov never found out exactly how Yosef ended up in Egypt. Right? So that's maybe why Rashbam says it. Mordechai Mortara, I don't know who that is, Mordechai Mortara, Omer, ki lo yitachin lomer she Yaakov lo yada devar mizah. According to Shaddal, quoting Mordechai Mortara, it cannot be that Yaakov never found out. How? Why? What's the proof that Yaakov must have found out? Not from this pasuk, but actually from later, which we had mentioned, right? That how could the brothers have told Yosef that Yaakov said, do not kill us, do not hurt us, do not affect us? How could they have said that if Yosef could have responded, Dad didn't even know about this? Dad didn't even know about me hating you or any reason that I should hurt you. Why would he command me not to hurt you if he doesn't even know about it? It must be that he did know about it. Otherwise, the command would have made no sense. The lie would have made no sense. If Yosef knew, that his father knew. Yeah, but if the brothers made it up, why wouldn't Yosef just turn around and say, Dad didn't even know about it?
It's entirely possible that that happened, by the way, and that they just didn't.
So we actually did suggest a couple of times ago, we said that Shaddal has this idea, certain things are not mentioned in, and it comes from the Ramban and others, sometimes there are stuff in the Torah that's not mentioned, meaning we only find out about it from someone hinting to it or mentioning it somewhere else, even though we don't see it in the actual story itself. So that it's possible that happened here, that the father really did tell Yosef, did tell the brothers to tell Yosef. Gam rachoku ad ma'ot yichshov Yosef ki achiv higidu inyan la'aviyam karev lemoto. It's also really hard to expect that the brothers told their father close to his death. That's probably not true. It probably happened before. Or that Yosef, meaning if it was never told, that Yosef would be expected to believe that the brothers had told their father what happened and their father told them not to do this, right? And it's also hard for the Rashbam. What exactly is he meaning if it's in reference to the brothers, right? Meaning the Rashbam probably said this, like we said before, because the Rashbam believes that the brothers never sold him. So exactly how could it be referring to the brothers then? Ein ze klum, says Shaddal. But all of this is nonsense. Kine Yosef ha'amin she'hem machru. As we said before, Shaddal is of the opinion that Yosef believed that they did indeed sell him. And he was never disabused of this false image of his brothers. He did believe that they sold him, according to at least Shaddal, not his cousin who put forward the other shot that maybe he knew that they never were involved. It could be that, according to Shaddal, Yaakov also believed that the brothers sold him down. Because, as we said, the brothers never wanted to tell their father, oh, we didn't sell him. We tried to kill him.
We just threw him in a pit.
Okay. Uladat Dalchet Aleph. I think this is David Chai something Aleph Zal. Hakavana al Krovin l'Shchem. Maybe this is in reference instead to the Shchem story. Or how? Shayu sonim livnei Yaakov. Maybe this is like that Shchem hated them and had a war with them. So it could be like this. Like, separate from the Dina story, there might have been just an enmity between Shechem and the Jewish people. And it could be, suggests this guy, David Chai, that the brothers told Yaakov that when Yosef was sent to them on his way down, he went to near Shechem, it says. So maybe the Shechemites attacked him and sold him down to Egypt. Maybe that's what they told their father. That's what he suggests. So apparently Yosef gets lost there. That's the story that they're telling him. And that's what they sold him down to be a slave. And he says it's hard to believe that Yaakov would call his children the arrow shooters. Because that's what it really means to call them, right? Who they're just shepherds. They're mere shepherds. Gam amar v'teshe b'itan kashto lo yitakenim kavanal achiv. That's true. Yeah, that's a good response. Kine Yosef lo yit komim nagdam klal. We don't find that Yosef's particularly upset with them. So why would Yaakov be upset as well? Ach nishar kitzon l'tevach yival. It's just that not the Baal Echitzim that Yaakov is calling them. But yeah, that's a good response, which is, if he's willing to say that Shimon and Levi are, like, terrible, but they have a story, maybe. That's possible. Okay, fine. So it combines a lot of the different stories that we've heard so far, and Shaddal's interpretations of those stories all come together for this. So I've been meaning to do a general study, maybe like every time this comes around, I want to do an article about did Yaakov know, what are the different positions, what are the different proofs within the psukim, whether Yaakov knew or didn't know, but we'll leave it here, whether he knew or didn't know. Shkoyach.